Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing. Making sure the microphone is set correctly this time. 1, 2, 3. Mama Obama. Okay, look. When you give the government power to regulate sex, the government is going to regulate sex. Why are you so fucking surprised by this? You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and moan. You can shove your opinions up your ass, even though the state regulates what you can shove up your ass. Don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. That's probably how it's going to turn out. This was supposed to just be the testing of the microphone to make sure that this time around I had actually plugged the fucking thing in. Well, I plugged it in right. I just had the microphone gain turned up too loud at the beginning of the last episode of Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. Yes, the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers. So anyhow, right, Randy? This was supposed to just be us testing the microphone, but I just decided, fuck it, let's just roll. Alright, here we are. Not March. Randy, what month is this? May? May 29th, 2013. Stating the Obvious, number 141. I got on the internet this morning, which is always a mistake. Oh, the fucking internet. All the bullshit that's fit to put on the internet. Alright. This is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. I am your host, the Great One himself. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. Woke her up, told her to get the fuck out of bed. We're doing Stating the Obvious. And yes, CYNLIBSOC.com. On the internet, if you send us an email, it's God. That's dog spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBSOC.com. Only on the second cup of coffee, and all I've had for breakfast so far is a little bit of chocolate and some jelly beans. But hey, that is the breakfast of champions. Is it not? So, let's sew a needle pulling thread. Coffee. Hey, where's the hell's my water bottle? Hang on. I gotta go get that. So I know I'm gonna need water. So let me get the fucking water bottle now so I don't have to go looking for it later. All right, we're back. I'm back. You're back. Everybody's back. Did anybody leave? Last night I was listening to some episodes of Anarchy Gumbo by Michael W. Dean. You can pick up Anarchy Gumbo podcast over at kittyfeet.com, spelled like it sounds. I really like Michael Dean's stuff. The only thing I fucking hate is he puts fucking commercials in everything. When you're laying there in bed listening to your iPod, listening to this intelligent conversation between two very intelligent people, talking about very interesting stuff, and then it's like, okay, we're going to go sell some stuff, and here comes a fucking commercial. It's just like, God damn it. Ugh, this is why. One time I considered putting commercials in Stating the Obvious, and then I realized how much that idea would suck. Okay, let's talk about the things that I want to talk about. Quick follow-up to the previous two editions of Stating the Obvious, where I talked about individual who I referred to as Alice, who got all upset because somebody stole her copyright because they used the phrase pick my brain, and she thinks she owns pick my brain. And this will tie in to what's coming. But, you know, if you go out and you find that and you're reading it, you'll notice how, you know, she's screeching that all of this is illegal because of the law, the copyright law. You know, anytime somebody comes to you, and I know I've said this before, but anytime somebody comes to you and they make the assertion that what you're doing is wrong because of the law. You know you're dealing with somebody who has no morals, has no principles, somebody who is not arguing from first principles. Okay, if somebody comes up to you and says, you shouldn't rape women because it's against the law. I mean, what that implies is, of course, that you shouldn't rape women because it's against the law. That's not what it implies. That's what they're actually saying. Here's what this implies. If raping women were not against the law, then you could rape women. So when Alice says, you can't use the phrase pick my brain because of copyright law, what she's saying is, you can't use this because of the law, which implies that if there were not this law, you could use it. And this is the whole problem with statism and statists. And it's, of course, the same problem that occurs with religious people. You know, thou shalt not kill. Why not? Well, because God said so. Okay, so if God didn't say that, then you're saying that killing people would, of course, be okay. Anytime you make an appeal to why somebody should or should not do something, and this appeal is based on some sort of external say-so, right? God said so, or the law says so. What you're saying is that if that external say-so, whatever it is, be it God or be it the law, changes, then of course you can now do that activity, right? I mean, I, as a ANCAP, would never argue that you should not rape women because it's against the law. The reason you should not rape women is because it violates their property rights of self-ownership, and because it is the initiation of aggression against another person. And those things are wrong. Those things are what we call in philosophy first principles. No, the law is not a first principle. God is not a first principle. You know, the law is taking commandments, pulling them out of your ass, and then thrusting them upon other people. You know, the law, breaking the law, is in and of itself not something that can be shown to be wrong in any way. Because, of course, if the law says, well, you must put Jews in concentration camps, okay? All of these people, like Alice and everyone else, who argue from, well, the law says this, so if you violated the law, you are wrong, you must obey the law. All of these people are, of course, in a position of having to deal with the fact that, you know, this means that when slavery was legal, it was okay. You know, this means that the Tuskegee experiment, which was done, it was perfectly legal. It was okay. I mean, all of these things, everything the government does that is legal and all law. So if there's a law is made that makes abortion illegal, you can't sit here and say, well, the law is wrong. If you argue from the principle that the law must be obeyed, you know, that the law determines right and wrong, that you should not do X because it's against the law, well then, if or when, because we all know when Sarah Palin gets elected president, she's going to make abortion illegal, and she's going to force all the women in America to get pregnant. You know, if a law is passed making abortion illegal, well then abortion is wrong, and you can't get abortions anymore. This is the whole problem. Anytime somebody argues anything at all, it doesn't matter what it is, anytime somebody comes to you and says you should not do something because it's illegal, you're dealing with a person who has no principles and who has no morals. And you're dealing with exactly the kind of person who put the Jews in concentration camps. You're dealing with exactly the kind of person who participated in the Tuskegee experiment as a researcher, not as a victim, of course. You're dealing with exactly the kind of person who put the Indians on reservations and, you know, exterminated their men and raped their women. These are the people you're dealing with, people who have no morals. Because obedience to external forces, be it God or be it the government, is not morality and it's not a virtue. It's merely obedience. And of course, in today's society, we are taught that obedience is a virtue because, of course, that's what the state, and the state in this case, you know, encompassing, well, the state in all cases, the state being the church, the government, the corporations. This is what they want from you is obedience. And this is why you are consistently told that obedience is important. You know, a good citizen is obedient to the government. You pledge to the flag, blah, blah, blah. Then I got an email from YouTube. Stefan Molyneux uploaded a new video about the new Star Trek movie. Now, I have not seen the new Star Trek movie. I will probably watch it because in the preview I saw there's a chick in there who looks pretty hot. And so, you know, I'm into hot chicks. When I saw the previews and I saw, yeah, I gleaned what you could get from watching from the trailer, from watching the trailer on YouTube. And what I saw was a starship crashing into a city. 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. Because, of course, the medicated generation hasn't had an original idea ever in their life. Let's take Star Trek, a TV series from the 60s, and make a movie about Star Trek that ties into terrorism. So I saw a building blowing up, right? There's the Timothy McVeigh, what do you call it, the federal building in Oklahoma City. And I saw the starship crashing into the city. That's 9/11. And I saw a bunch of people running around, you know, shooting at each other and beating each other up. That's the state. Say, great, okay, how fucking original from J.J. Abrams. What would you expect from a man who has the IQ of a squashed turnip? I'm going to link to the Stefan Molyneux video, if I remember. Stefan goes through the plot, and gee, it's even worse than I thought, actually. As Stefan points out, it is, in fact, just an allegory about the war on terror. Even worse than that, though, as from watching Stefan's review and finding out, oh, not only is it that uncreative, but in fact, what have they done? They have, in this movie, brought back Khan. They have brought back the Supermen, the Sleepers, from the Star Trek episode, what the hell was it called? I can't remember. My God, my credentials as a Trekker just went downhill. The episode where the Enterprise finds the Botany Bay and Khan and all of the other Supermen who have been put on it and frozen. And I'm not gonna go into any depth because, of course, I haven't seen the movie, but just watch the Stefan Molyneux video. It's brilliant, as are most of his videos and most of his commentaries. So the medicated generation, J.J. Abrams, this brilliant director, is making essentially a remake of The Wrath of Khan, which was essentially a follow-up movie made based on a TV movie, TV show, that came out back in the 60s. And of course, the medicated generation can't shut the fuck up about how brilliant they are and how they're going to save the world and how they're the smartest generation ever. And it just, it's like, how can you people not realize that you have the creativity of a fucking bar of damp soap? And of course, this thing's going to make a shit ton of money because it's about terrorism. It's about the war on terror. It's about statism. Like I said, just watch the Stefan Molyneux video. And of course, you know, hey, watch the movie. Give the multi-billion dollar, excuse me, give the multi-billion dollar corporations the money they need to keep churning out shit like this by going to see shit like this. But hey, it has a hot chick in it, so it might be worth it. Okay, now let's come. Wow, throat. See, this is why I should not record these too early in the morning, but fuck it. And it rained this morning. I woke up to the sound of thunder and rain. That was really nice, because we don't get enough rain here in Fort Collins. Let's get to the main thing that prompted me.
Did I?
Yeah, that's all I need to talk about on that. Let's get to the main thing. So, I get these email updates from a website called The Daily Caller. So it is, yes. Yeah, it's a right wing, it's like Huffington Post, only it's right wing. So, I'm thinking about all of this stuff. So I just watched this thing about the new Star Trek movie and, you know, how it's all about worshiping the state and how it's, you know, the Star Trek universe is all fascist and you have to have war and all this other shit. And I'm also in the middle of watching a documentary called Girl Model about models from Russia going to Japan. And when I say model, I mean like 14-year-old girl. And I'm going to have some commentary on that once I'm finished watching it. I have a lot to say about shipping 14-year-old girls off to Japan and treating them like meat. And then, of course, there's the state, and there's this thing with, you know, the bitch and her copyright violation fantasy and all this other stuff. So all these things are going around in my tiny little brain. And, you know, the idea of the law setting what's right and what's wrong, all these things are going around in my tiny little brain. And on the Daily Caller, I see this. Oh, and also, of course, also still in my tiny little brain is all of the lessons from Trust Me, I'm Lying about, you know, how sensationalism on the internet and blah, blah, blah. So anyhow, let's just delve into this, because I'm going to do a lot of reading here and I'm going to do a lot of analysis. And we're going to try not to make this a two-parter. Where are we on time, Randy? Good. If I start getting, when I start going off topic, fucking beat on the glass, because I want to knock this out and move on with the rest of my life, because I have shit to do today. Like, go to the library. I got to take that shit back to the library. Don't let me forget. Oh, I got to finish that. Actually, I got to finish that. Okay, I'm off topic already. Here we go. Here we go. By the way, this was posted at fucking 1:49 a.m., okay, like, here's what we're talking about. Who the fuck is posting shit on the internet at 1:49 a.m.? Because this is, you know, the need to get shit out fast. Again, accuracy on the internet doesn't matter. What matters is getting it out there before anybody else. Okay. And although this is also, all right, let me just read the fucking thing. Oh, Jesus Christ. On a stick. Focus. See, this is what happens. I get in front of a microphone. I start having too much fun. All right. Headline. New details emerge in teen lesbian's arrest for underage sex. Well, you can't get a more click-worthy title than that, can you? That's going to get a lot of hits on Google. All right. A gay rights hero to some and a child molester to others. 18-year-old Caitlin Hunt will likely face the judgment of a court after rejecting a deal which would have required her to plead guilty to engaging in sex with her underage girlfriend. And as new details about the case emerge, some of Hunt's former supporters are starting to back away. Under the rejected deal, Hunt would have served. Now, served is a hyperlink. This goes back to Trust Me, I'm Lying, about how in an article you throw in hyperlinks to give your article credibility, knowing that nobody is going to follow that hyperlink to actually read what the fuck it says. I followed all the hyperlinks in this article. We're not going to do that as I go through, but we're going to visit some of them because some of them are pretty interesting. All right, now, she would have served 2 years under house arrest and another year of probation, but would not have been incarcerated or listed as a sex offender. So that's a good deal. So let's start here. Remember, those of you who support, those of you who are left-wing statist believe that you should be able to have sex with whoever you want, and yet at the same time you create the state. So let's just start here, because you should be thinking about this the whole time as I'm going through this analysis. Let's put it in a meme. Whatever the fuck. Let's make it really short. Let's do a sound bite. Because remember, democracy is like public school. Public speaking is like public school. The internet is like public school. This podcast is going onto the internet. There are some of you listening to this, those of you who are ANCAPs, who are way fucking ahead of me. But the 99% is not, okay? Everything is like public school. It all needs to be dumbed down to the level of the stupidest person in the room. And the internet is a very large room. Right? Remember when you were in public school and you were learning how to multiply fractions? I'm still learning how to talk. Did you learn how to multiply fractions at the speed of the smartest person in the class? No, of course not. You learned how to multiply fractions at the speed of the dumbest person in the class. Well, the class on the internet is really fucking big, and everything has to be dumbed down to the level of the stupidest person on the internet. So here it is. Left-wing statists who believe in gay rights and gay marriage and all of this other shit want the state to regulate sexual activity. They want the state to say, for example, anal sex is legal. Because this goes back to the whole thing, right? If you need, when you sit here and you appeal to the laws to say what's right or wrong, it's because you're not coming from first principles. It's because you're simply saying, well, this say-so over here says what's right and wrong, right? So the idea that you need the state, that you need the government to say anal sex is legal in order for anal sex to be legal, illustrates that you're not operating from first principles. You're simply operating on the basis of whatever the massa says is what goes. Okay. These are the same people who want the state to say gay marriage should be legal, because they can't understand that the state should not be involved in making decisions about who gets married. You know, they can't understand that the state should not be involved in making decisions about when people have sex, which orifices are penetrated. Okay, so here's your fucking soundbite. If you want the government to regulate sex, the government's going to regulate sex. None of this should be a surprise. And I'll just throw this out now, too, so that you can mull on this as we go through it. I hope this girl goes to prison, because we need more, you know, 18-year-old lesbians to go to prison for having sex. Not because she deserves it or any shit like that, but because that's the only way you people are going to wake the fuck up. Right? I mean, if we start getting hundreds, even thousands of 8-year-old lesbians in prison with prison records listed as child molesters, I mean, that might wake you the fuck up to the idea that the government should not regulate sex. Because everybody who, even the ones who aren't backing away from supporting Caitlin Hunt, you know, even the ones who are still supporting Caitlin Hunt, if you press them, they still believe the government should regulate sexual activity. None of them are opposed to the government regulating sexual activity. All they want is for this one person to be exempted from that regulation. And of course, the correct answer is that everybody should be exempted from the regulation, in the sense that the regulation should not exist. Back to the article. If a new deal is not reached, the case will go to trial, where Hunt could face up to 15 years in prison. 15 years in prison. Last November, Hunt began a romantic relationship with a 14-year-old female student. Both attended is a hyperlink. Sebastian River High School in Florida and played on the basket team together. The age difference between the two girls was 3.5 years. Now there's a lot going on here. There's so much going on here. All right. What? Whatever the case, whether you think the 18-year-old boinking the 14-year-old is good or bad, it happened because they attended public school together. Why did they attend school together? Because the state forces them to attend public school. In an ANCAP society where there's freedom of education, these people may not have even met. So if you're sitting there thinking that this is a terrible thing, that this 18-year-old boinked this 14-year-old, and we got to have laws against this, that the government has to stop those evil 18-year-old lesbians from taking advantage of those 14-year-old girls who are, oh, so innocent and so pure, until this evil 18-year-old lesbian swooped down on her and raped her. Right? If you think the state needs to prevent that from happening, keep in mind the reason this happened was because the state forced both of these girls to go to public education, compulsory education, as I've said how many thousand times before. There can be no public school shootings if there are no public schools. If you want to eliminate public school shootings, you don't do this by regulating guns. You do this by eliminating public schools. This is not that fucking complicated, unless you're a statist, in which case everything is complicated other than blind obedience to the state. When the state says Japanese people are dangerous to the war effort, we must put them in concentration camps, you, of course, support FDR, a Democrat, putting Japanese people in concentration camps because you have no morals. You have no principles. You have nothing except obedience. Next of all, I just want to point out that many people believe that this 14-year-old girl should be able to get an abortion without the consent of her parents, and yet they will be just shocked and aghast that this 18-year-old lesbian took advantage of her. As I've said before, if you're old enough to make the decision whether or not to get an abortion, logically, shouldn't you be old enough to make decisions about having sex? Because if you don't have sex, you can't get pregnant. If you don't get pregnant, you can't get an abortion. Again, we see how people are, in one situation, treated as being competent and capable and mature and able to make decisions. And then we turn around and we say, oh no, no, they can't make these decisions. What we also see here is the obsession that we have in this society about age. Age is there's two great discriminators we're still allowed to have. We can discriminate against men, of course, specifically white men. And we can also discriminate and judge and break people into categories based on age. You know, she's 14 years old. She's had all these years of public education. If public education is so great, and if the medicated generation is in fact the smartest generation ever, I mean, shouldn't a 14-year-old be perfectly capable of deciding who to have sex with? If all of these things are true. I mean, public education, wonderful, right? If it just had more money, it would be perfect. You know, it's always $3 billion away from perfection. And as we read through this, you'll notice that when everybody thought there was less of an age difference between them, and this is the whole reason why the supporters are, quote-unquote, backing away, is because at one time they thought that she was like, 15 and the other one was 17 or something like that. But now that they're 14 and 18, now all of a sudden it's terrible, which just fucking baffles me. And it doesn't really, because see, and this is the thing. When everything is based on laws, laws have to, by definition, push aside any type of flexibility, of common sense, of rationality, and of specificity. I can't say that word. Let me put it this way, specific details. All right, so let me give an example of what I'm trying to say. And I've used this example before. And this is the perfect one. This is actually the example I always use. Let's say, for example, that the age of consent is, age of sexual consent is 18 years old. So what you're telling me is that we have a person, we'll call her Alice. Alice is 17 years old. Tomorrow is her birthday. So right now it's today. Tomorrow she turns 18. Right now, today, she is incapable of determining who she wants to have sex with. And so if somebody over 18 has sex with her, that person is a pedophile and a rapist. However, tomorrow she will be 18. And so tonight at midnight, there's something magical that happens. Somehow or another, she is magically endowed with the ability to rationally determine who is going to penetrate the orifices of her body and with what. And so tomorrow, somebody over the age of 18 can have sex with her. And that person is not a rapist and not a pedophile. And if you believe that, you're a fucking idiot. You know, the same analogy can be made with the drinking age. We have to be 21 to drink. So the day before your 21st birthday, somehow or another, you're not capable of drinking a beer. If you drink a beer, the world is going to come to an end. But the day of your 21st birthday, you can do 21 shots, puke all over the place, and die of alcohol poisoning, and it's perfectly okay. And this is how laws, by their nature, have to work. Law, as handed down by the state, right? Things like the age of consent law, they have to key on these arbitrary pieces of bullshit, like your birthday, like there's something magical that happens to people on their birthday. And of course, left-wing statists and God knows right-wing statists, all statists, support this kind of shit. And when you support the state making these laws that key on this arbitrary bullshit like how old somebody is, you have to expect things like 18-year-old girls to go to prison for 15 years for having sex with 14-year-old girls. Because nobody wants to look at this and say, you know, hey, is what's going on here okay? Were both of these girls rational? Did they just make intelligent decisions? Everybody wants to say, oh, the young people of today are the future, and they're the smartest generation ever, and our public school system is so wonderful, and oh, our children are so moral and wonderful, but oh my God, they made a decision to have sex, and now somebody needs to go to prison because the government said so. Okay. And the focus on the age difference. I said it's the age is the one thing it is perfectly acceptable to discriminate against people for. I hang out on OkCupid sometimes, and it's amazing, you know, like it just always boggles my mind when I'm reading some stupid bimbo's profile. And let me just throw this in right now. If you're a woman and you need to go to OkCupid to find men, there's something wrong with you, because if you're a woman, basically all you have to do to get a man is, first of all, be a woman, which if you're a woman, you've already done that. Second of all, get off the internet and go outside. Just make eye contact with other people and talk to them, and you will get whatever you're looking for, okay? Whether you're just looking to get fucked, or if you're just looking for a serious boyfriend, or if you're looking to get married, whatever. You know, if you need to get on OkCupid to find that, then that tells you there's something defective about who you are. But it's a great window into the minds of other people, specifically women, because so many women on OkCupid write, I need somebody who's open-minded. And then they're like, but they're not going to associate with anybody who's more than 2 years older than them. So you can call yourself open-minded and tolerant and diverse and still discriminate based on age in our society. Age, you can absolutely discriminate based on age. And the law does it, and the law does it well. And this is a great example of the law, the state, the government, doing what those of you who are statist want it to do, because you're not capable of making decisions for yourself. In an ANCAP society, you would allow people on their own to make rational choices about who and when they have sex. In a statist society like this, the government makes those decisions, and that's what you want. You want the government to say it's okay to have anal sex. You want the government to say it's okay for gay people to get married, because without the government's approval, you're terrified to do these things. You need approval from the state in order to do the things that you would like to do. But if you're a rational, intelligent person, why do you need the state's approval to have anal sex, or to, you know, have lesbian sex, or to have sex with somebody who's 3.5 gasp, 3.5 years older than you? Oh my God, it's a tragedy. The relationship became sexual sometime before Christmas. Nice Christmas present. When they first had sexual contact in a bathroom at the high school, according to the arrest affidavit. According is a hyperlink. I didn't know when you arrested somebody you needed to put anything on there about where they had sex. All right, anyway, after briefly running away from home on January 4th, the younger girl spent the night at Hunt's home, where they engaged in oral sex and mutual masturbation. Okay. Their basketball coach found out about the relationship. The basketball coach found out. How did the basketball coach find out about this? And why is a public school employee worried about the sex lives of the students? The basketball coach found out about the relationship and notified the younger girl's parents, Jim and Lori Smith, who, like most parents these days, apparently had no clue what their child is up to, because, you know, why should I raise my child? I send my child to public school. The government is raising my child for me. I don't need to be involved in my own child's life. The Smiths forbade Hunt to see their daughter and alerted the police. So, again, we can't raise our daughter. We can't control our daughter. We can't discuss things rationally with our daughter because we are statist. We don't have intelligence. And, of course, our daughter is a member of the smartest generation ever, so we can't treat her like an intelligent person. No. We're going to forbid her from doing an activity and call the police. We are going to summon the state to regulate and control the sexual activities of our daughter, because we don't trust our own daughter to make intelligent decisions and to rationally control her own sexual activities. This is what it's like to be a pathetic fucking statist. Since the age of consent in Florida is 16 years of age, we just discussed how age of consent is ridiculous and silly, and while it looks really good on paper, it doesn't work in practical real life. Because again, how is it that in Florida at 16, you magically become capable of deciding on your sex partners, but if you're in another state, you don't magically become capable of deciding on your sex partner until you're 17? And then in some places, you magically become capable of choosing a sex partner at 15. In other places, the magic doesn't sit in until you're 18. Hunt was arrested on charges of lewd and lavacious... What the fuck did he say this word? Wait, hold it. I'm not even completely sure I know what this word means. Hold on. Lascivious is a word synonymous, God, I can't read, with lustful or lewd or unruly. Let's see, this is a semi-technical term indicating immoral sexual thoughts or actions. Okay, great. So why? But why was this immoral? Only because of the law. I mean, let us say, for example, that the age of consent in Florida would have been 14, not 16. Suddenly, this would magically not be immoral. Does that make any sense to you? If it does, that indicates that you are a pure statist, that you do indeed believe that morality is determined by the state, that right and wrong is determined by the state. That means that if the state says, put Japanese people in concentration camps, then putting Japanese people in concentration camps is wrong. I mean, it's right. I mean, it really is wrong. But you believe it's right. It means that you have no internal moral compass of your own, that you are one of the people who would put Jews in concentration camps. You are one of the people who exterminated the Indians, okay? You have no moral compass of your own. If you believe that this is wrong because the age of consent in Florida is 16, you are an immoral person. You are the problem. You are a statist. All right. The parents also pressed school authorities to expel Hunt, who is forced to complete her senior year at an alternate high school. Wow, to have... And this is the attraction of the state. This is why those of you who are statist are attracted to the state, because it gives you the ability to have power over other people's lives. These parents were able to summon the police, you know, to keep Hunt away from their daughter. These parents were able to use the power of the police, to use the power of the state, to force Hunt to leave the high school that the state had forced her to go to, right? Where all of her friends and the people she knew were and everything that was comfortable in her life. They were able to use the power of the state to force her to go to a different high school. Remember, if you want the state to regulate sexual activity, the state's going to regulate sexual activity. The solution for all of this is not to give Hunt a break, Caitlin Hunt, a break. The solution for all of this is the elimination of the state. Everything that I'm talking about has happened because of the state. Without the state, nobody would know Caitlin Hunt's name because she would just be doing her thing. Her life may or may not be ruined at this point because of the state. You know, best case scenario, she'll come through all of this unscathed and she'll write a book and she'll go on Oprah and she'll make a shit ton of money. Worst case scenario, she'll do 15 years in prison. Police officers recorded a phone call between Hunt and her girlfriend in which Hunt referenced their relationship and said she had fallen in love with Smith. Did they have, did they have permission from a judge to record? Did they have wiretapping permission? Probably not. It doesn't say. Of course, it doesn't say that. Because the idea that the police officers should not be able to record phone calls without permission, I mean, it's nonsense. Hunt told authorities that the criminal nature of her relationship never crossed her mind, since her girlfriend seemed mature and was actually taller than she was. Now, this is where Hunt looks a little stupid. Okay. She's a member of the Smartest Generation. Apparently, she doesn't realize that the government regulates sexual activity, and she thought it was okay because her girlfriend seemed mature and was taller than her. The state doesn't give a shit about any of these things. And for you to live in a statist society and be that unaware of what the state can do to you to ruin your life is not a sign of intelligence. It reminds me, I was talking to somebody the other day and we're talking about police arresting people, and he said, Well, but if the police are arresting somebody, they must have done something wrong. And that's the sort of general cluelessness that I find we are surrounded by. Like, no, these, you know, people, well, the tinfoil hat wearers, the conspiracy theorists who think the government wants to kill people. Well, yes, the government does want to kill people. The government does want to control your sex life. The girl... Hold on. The girlfriend does not want Hunt prosecuted, but has no legal say in the matter since she is underage. Exactly. People who are underage, a completely subjective category created by the state, have no legal standing. What she wants doesn't matter. Hunt's parents and numerous online supporters claim that she was singled out for special punishment because of the gay aspect of the relationship. I doubt that. You know, if an 18-year-old guy is boinking a 14-year-old girl, same thing's going to happen. Okay. Quote, for my daughter's sexual preferences, she's getting two felony charges. It could possibly ruin her future, unquote, said Stephen Hunt, Caitlin's father. Right. And remember, this is being done by the government, by the state. You voted for these people. You support these laws. You pay the taxes that support all of this. I have no sympathy for you because this is what you wanted. You are a statist. You support the state. If you ask the state to regulate sexual activities, the state's going to regulate sexual activities. You can't act surprised. The Daily Cause rescinded its petition after the publication of the arrest record revealed that the gap between the girls was wider than originally reported. Early reports said the girls were only 2 years apart. So here we see this. If you're only 2 years apart in age, it's okay to have sex. But when you're 3.5 years apart in age, now all of a sudden, oh, we can't support that. That fucking baffles me. And many people are listening to this going, he's arguing for pedophilia. He thinks 40-year-old men should be able to rape 8-year-old boys. Okay, we're not talking about 8-year-olds. We're talking about a 14-year-old and an 18-year-old. And we're talking about the whole point of all this is they're 3.5 years apart in age. While at the same time saying that this 14-year-old, as I've already said, smartest generation ever, has Google. Right? Public school. I mean, you're 14. She's had already, what, 8 years? 8 years of public education. Supposedly her parents or somebody should be raising her, teaching her right and wrong. Why can't she reason for herself? At 14 years old, there are some fucking decisions you should be capable of making. And again, I can contrast this. Fuck, I'm going over, as always. You know, I can contrast this with the documentary I'm watching right now, Girl Model, where they take this 14-year-old girl from Russia, they ship her off to Japan to be a model, and she's getting shafted over. And we look at this, and here we see a 14-year-old girl from Russia, who is separated from her parents, separated from her friends, separated from her country. She's in a foreign country where she doesn't speak the language, and she's being paraded around like a piece of meat, and she's being rejected by these people and rejected in a language she doesn't understand because she's going to casting calls, model calls, and not getting the gigs, right? And I'm going to make the argument that she didn't really know what she was getting into. And people are going to say, well, how is that different? If the 14-year-old Russian girl didn't know what she was getting into, we can also say the 14-year-old American girl didn't know what she was getting into. Here's the difference. In this case of what's-her-face and Caitlin, the 14-year-old girl is in her home. She's in her own country. She's surrounded by people who speak her own language. She has her friends and her family and all of this there to support her. And it's not like 14-year-old girls haven't heard of sex before, okay? I know that this is terrifying to a lot of people out there, but I really believe that a genuinely intelligent, not a brain-dead status, mind-numb public education sausage, but a genuinely intelligent, rational 14-year-old person of any gender who has been raised by intelligent, rational, loving parents and who has had positive life experiences up to this point would be capable of making decisions about who to have sex with. I really do believe that. There's no reason that 14-year-olds are somehow just magically stupid about this one aspect of life. She's in her environment, you know, and she's known the Caitlin for however long. I mean, they go to the same school, they play basketball together. It's not like this Caitlin girl, you know, walked up to her in a dark street alley and said, "Hey, baby, want to go back to my place and lick my pussy?" Okay, these are people who have known each other for how long have they known each other? I don't know, but they have a history together. So when you, it's just, God. Okay, the Smiths, the sheriff, and the state attorney. Wow, there's a lot of statist involvement here. Maintain that the case is about underage sex, not same-sex relationships. Quote, if this was an 18-year-old male and that was a 14-year-old girl, it would have been prosecuted the same way, unquote, says Daryl Lohr, Indian River County Sheriff. That's true. But Hunt's supporters say the law is farcical, since it bans sex between 14-year-olds and 18-year-olds, but permits it between 16-year-olds and 23-year-olds. Again, we have a law where decisions are being made on an arbitrary thing like age, and again, you, statist, have asked for the state to regulate sexual activity. If you ask the state to regulate sexual activity, the state's going to regulate sexual activity. This is the state doing what you want it to do. Welcome to the world you've created. Fuck, I didn't even get through that for... God damn it, Randy. Shit. All right, we're doing... All right, do I go long or do we do a second one? I'm always right. I'm kind of... You know, I'm tempted to just go long. Flip a coin. All right, let me go refill coffee. Okay, yeah, we're going long. We're just gonna go long. The coffee pot auto shut off already. The coffee's cold. I'm really upset. There it is. I'm gonna have to live with it. Damn it. There should be a law. Thad Altman, a Republican state senator who represents Sebastian, Florida, said the law should be altered so people like Hunt don't face criminal charges. Okay. You wanted the government to regulate sexual activity. It's regulating sexual activity. The law should not be altered. There should be no law. This is jumping on the bandwagon. Hey, look, there's an opportunity for me to get my name in the newspaper. And, of course, he's a Republican, so this is a good chance for him to prove he doesn't hate gays. All right, quote, there are just better ways of dealing with this issue than through our courts and criminal justice system. They're using the same system designed to go after murderers, rapists, and child abductors. That's just flat out wrong, and it's hurting these kids, unquote, said Altman in a statement. Altman plans to sponsor legislation. We're going to fix the law by making another law. And yeah, we can fix, we just need one more law. If we just had three more laws, we'd have perfection. Ah, yes, three laws away from perfection. What if there were no laws about age and sex? Well, we can't have that because then the pedophiles would go crazy. And again, this brings us back to the people who believe that we need these laws. Well, here's why we need age of consent laws. Because we have to have the age of consent laws, because otherwise the pedophiles will go crazy. The pedophiles will take advantage of all these young children. Okay, so if the laws prevent that, then there must not be any pedophiles, right? Because the laws are stopping it. Well, yet there's still pedophilia, even with the laws. So then what's the point of the laws? But we need more laws. Yes, there are pedophiles, but that's because we don't have enough laws. And of course, this is what happens when you create these laws, supposedly to stop the pedophiles, is you end up with things exactly like this. Because we cannot rely on people having common sense. Because the state, those of you who are statists know that you cannot, again, anybody, what I'm about to say, oh God, fuck. An 18-year-old girl having sex with a 14-year-old girl, and these two girls have known each other for probably at least a year. They're on the basketball team together. One's a friend. Okay, so you have two girls, 18 and 14, known each other at least a year, having sex. Let's say, on the other hand, we have a 42-year-old Catholic priest having sex with a 10-year-old boy. Now, if you are standing here and you're looking at those two situations and you need the state to make laws to tell you which of those situations are moral and which are immoral, which are right and which are wrong, that's because you have no moral compass. You have no morals. You have no ethics. You have no principles. You have nothing but obedience. In an ANCAP society, you don't need laws about age of consent, because in an ANCAP society, people would reason from first principles, and people would be able to look at situations such as these, and by using first principles and using reasoning, determine right from wrong. Those of you who are statist, you can't do that. That's why you need age of consent laws. And once you have age of consent laws, things exactly like this are the result of that, right? I mean, if you stick your finger, if you get in the bathtub with a hairdryer, turn the hairdryer on and drop the hairdryer into the bathtub when there's water in it, you're going to get electrocuted. That's the consequences of what you've done, okay? All of this is the consequences of the fact that you statist need someone to tell you right from wrong. You need laws to very explicitly tell you right from wrong. And so when these laws are created and when these laws are explicit, this is the result. It's because you cannot think for yourself. Altman plans to sponsor legislation that would grant leniency. It's going to grant leniency to teenagers like Hunt who are less than 4 years older than their purported victim. Again, we're going to make a specific law for this specific circumstance. More laws, more laws, more laws, more laws, more laws. We're just 3 laws away from perfection. We just need 3 more laws and everything will be all right. What is this website? I don't know. I don't care. Here's another blog post about this. Not surprisingly, the families tell different stories. Gee, that's interesting. Yep, daily accounts. All right. Now, I'm going to go through these. Now, I have not read this because this is actually quite a bit. I'm going to blow through this, though. Blow. I said blow. I have Beavis and Butthead coming. Randy, I have Beavis and Butthead coming up in my Netflix queue. Like the TV series. I'm excited. I haven't seen Beavis and Butthead in years. I hope it's as funny as I remember it being. Damn, it's raining again outside. This is great. It is fucking pouring. Well, for Fort Collins, what is pouring? Damn, I love rain. All right. From everything I can tell, here's the story. There is a 3-year, 7-month difference in age between Hunt and the younger girl. Again, why does this matter? Oh, it matters because age discrimination is still okay. They met at school where they were classmates and peers because the younger girl is in an international baccalaureate program. So, she should be pretty fucking smart. But apparently, not smart enough to decide what to do with her body. But oh my god, if she wanted to get an abortion, get the fuck out of the way, because she can make the decision to get an abortion, but when she decides who to have sex with, oh my god, she's a victim. They were also on the varsity basketball team together. In the arrest affidavit, Hunt says she didn't think about the age difference because the girl acted older. The younger girl is actually taller and looks older than Hunt. Again, I don't really get, she acted older. What the fuck ever. Alright. The relationship began sometime in the fall when Hunt was 18 and the girl was 14. They had sex twice, once in the high school bathroom. I like this piece of commentary. This is what the person writes. This really seems to get some people because it sounds so lurid, but seriously, is this that far-fetched for a pair of high school kids? And I agree. It's like, oh my god, they had sex in the bathroom. You know, again, it's like, You people are all so fucking sexually repressed. I've said this a gazillion times before. You know, just like Stefan Molyneux thinks that all the problems in our society can be traced back to the way we raise children, and I think that's certainly a big factor. You know, my equivalency is I think all the problems in our state of society can be traced to sex. Hold on a second. I need to do a computer thing. There, much better. It all traces back to sex, right? I mean, if people were getting laid, they wouldn't be so worried about killing people in foreign countries with flying robots, or killing people for smoking marijuana, or killing people for getting abortions, or, you know, killing people for having sex with somebody 3.5 years younger than them, and all this other shit. It's like, if you people would just get laid a little more often, the world would be a much better place. So yeah, oh my god, they had sex in the bathroom. Oh, it's so scandalous. You know, maybe if you had a little sex in the bathroom, maybe you'd pull the corncob out of your ass and relax a little bit. Hey, you ever thought about that? All right. And another time at Hunt's house, after the girl ran away from home and Hunt went to pick her up. The relationship appears to be a first for both girls. I'm shaking my head. You guys can't see me. Hunt's mother said she'd only dated boys up to this point. In the recorded phone, Hunt tells the younger girl she's in love with her. I think that's supposed to say in the recorded phone conversation. But hey, on the internet, accuracy doesn't matter. All that matters is getting it up first. Hunt's mother says, yeah, now we get some mommy action here. Hunt's mother says she assumed the younger girl's parents, Jim and Laura Smith, knew about the relationship. She does not describe Hunt as a lesbian. She considers the relationship a normal part of teen experimentation, but she does accuse the Smiths of being religious anti-gay zealots. She says they should have come to their family first before going to authorities to deal with the matter between the families. At one point, she also said the Smiths waited until Hunt turned 18 to get her arrested, the accusation which appears to be contradicted by the arrest warrant. Well, yeah, because again, the Smiths are using the power of the state. They can't rationally discuss any of this stuff. This is what happens when you ask the state to regulate sexual activity. People are going to use the state and its ability to regulate sexual activity against other people. The Smiths say that the same-sex issue is not their concern, that it's the age difference, something they might have given some thought to before signing off on their daughter's... Whoa, what's this? Hold it. I had no idea what this is. Listen to the sound of the rain while I'm working here. What? Okay. An IB matriculation. I have no fucking clue what this is. Even the wonderful Google. I'm the smartest person ever because I have Google. But yeah. Google is not fucking helping me out here. International Baccalaureate Mount something. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? This is kind of useless. What? Alright, anyway. They also say they twice warned Hunt to stay away from their daughter, which means that either Hunt did not share this with her family, or her mother deliberately ignored it in the retelling, or it never happened. They also blame Hunt for their daughter's running away. They claim they went to authorities when all else proved futile. Oh, this 18-year-old girl made our daughter run away. Well, all right, so your daughter is in the Baccalaureate program. She's supposed to be really smart. And if you think you're really good parents, how is it that your daughter can be controlled by some little 18-year-old girl? This is where Stefan Molyneux is right. I mean, this comes down to shitty parenting. That's what all of this is. This is shitty parenting. I can't find anything about the Smiths' religious affiliations, but the state's attorney on the case, Bruce Colton, who claims this is not a LGBTQ issue. Jesus fucking Christ, I get tired of homosexuals trying to put themselves in some kind of different category than normal people. People are people, but we can't look at it that way, can we? No. We have to create categories of people to divide them up so they can hate each other. Is a Republican who was endorsed by the Christian voting groups in the last election. Colton also recently dropped similar charges against another 18-year-old girl in a case involving a 15-year-old girl, so why he seems to be doubling down on Hunt is something of a mystery. Well, he's getting a lot of publicity, that's why. Hunt's mother says Hunt was kicked out of high school in spite of two judges' orders allowing her to stay. Again, the state controlling people's lives, controlling, we're going to force you to go to school, but then we're going to kick you out of the school. Because the Smiths pressed the school board. The Smiths, I think, probably have some kind of, addition to poor parenting skills, they probably have some kind of power problems. Maybe the Smiths should be fucking each other a little more often, and then they'd be less concerned with what other people are doing. Hunt's mother says Hunt was kicked out of high school in spite of two judges' orders allowing her to stay because the Smiths pressed the school board. There may be some truth to that, but it's also true that sex in school bathrooms is against the student code and may be, at the least, the technical reason for expulsion. I'm thinking about this, that you don't recognize the silence because those of you who are the 99%ers never shut your fucking mouths and you never think. Should sex in the school bathroom be grounds for expulsion? Well, the kids are kids, and people have sex, and people have sex where they're at. You can't have sex someplace you're not at. Right, I can't have sex in New York City because I'm not in New York City. And the kids are forced to be in public school because if they don't go, the government will come and force them to go. And if they resist, the government will imprison them. And if they resist, the government will kill them. I'm going to say that having laws against sex in the bathroom at public school is stupid. If you don't want kids to have sex in the bathroom at public school, don't force them to go to school. Again, it's like a school shooting. You want to eliminate shootings in public schools? Get rid of public schools. If sex in the bathroom of public schools offends you so fucking much, get rid of public schools. Problem solved. The Hunts have been careful to insist the younger girl is not cooperating and has said the relationship is consensual, but the younger girl has no legal right to consent in Florida. Right, the younger girl, the 14-year-old, cannot make decisions about her own life. She can't even come out and just say, I don't want this person to be prosecuted. Why? Because according to the state, she doesn't exist. She's not a person. She has no legal rights. For those of you who think, for those of you who think that rights come from the state, how do you reconcile this? Here we have a person who is being told by the state, you don't exist. You cannot consent. You have no say in this matter, even though this matter is entirely about you and what you did with your body. Those of you who are left-wing statists can't shut the fuck up about how a woman owns her own body. Well, here's a woman being told by the state that she doesn't own her own body. She has no say in what her body does. She can give no consent about what her body does. And nobody gives a fuck about her opinion. The state is saying this to her, and yet you believe, because you're stupid, that the state is the source of rights, that the state is there to protect you. But the younger girl has no legal right to consent in Florida, and she has either cooperated or been coerced into cooperating in both the arrest affidavit and the recorded phone call. So there's still no details about how this phone call got recorded. She'll be called to the stand during the trial, though her testimony may not be necessary for conviction. Hunt admitted both sexual encounters to the arresting officer after she was Mirandized. Okay, which part of don't fucking talk to the police do you people not fucking understand? Hunt could get as much as 15 years in jail and required to register as a sex offender. That'll make her future wonderful. We're going to save the children by burning the children. Interesting. There is a chance that even if convicted, Hunt could apply to have her record expurged under Florida's Romeo and Juliet law, which erases convictions when the partners have less than a four-year age difference. In the meantime, our Republican friend and friend Altman said he's going to introduce a bill that will blah, blah, blah. Well, apparently it already exists. Apparently it's called the Romeo and Juliet law. Oh, Romeo and Juliet. Oh, it's such a wonderful law. It's named after Romeo and Juliet. If we just give the laws cutesy names, right, then that makes them okay. And again, I'm quoting here the person who wrote this, quote, "All of which brings me back to my original take on this story. It seems like a fairly typical high school romance blown completely out of proportion, particularly by the parents," unquote. I couldn't agree more. It's two teenagers having a romance, doing what teenagers do, and yet, once the state gets involved, it turns into this giant clusterfuck designed to take these girls' sexual activities, put them all over the internet, get all sorts of media attention, get all sorts of blog hits, sell all sorts of advertising, pass more laws, get more attention for politicians, and increase the power of the state. It's two teenagers having sex. Do you really think this has never fucking happened before? Do you really think the government needs to be coming in and regulating this? And of course, the sad thing is, those of you who are statist do believe the government needs to be coming in and regulating this. His final line in this blog post is also good. He or she, I don't know who the author is, writes, quote, "In other words, both of these girls will need a long, long recovery from this ordeal," unquote. Oh my God. All right. Let's see. We did that. I looked at that. Is there anything here that's important? Here is the Huffington Post article. The Huffington Post figures prominently in the Trust Me, I'm Lying book as a blog site that publishes any piece of bullshit in order to get hits. I love the related things over on the side of this article. So, Caitlin Hunt, Florida teen, faces felony charges over same-sex relationship updated. There's this picture of Caitlin Hunt in which she looks like she's 14 and it looks incredibly fucking photoshopped. All right. So, the most popular over on the sidebar here is, "Watch real lesbians react to lesbian porn. Is Lauryn Hill anti-gay?" Oh my God. "Victory for the first transgender MMA fighter. Look, gay couple engaged at White House says I do." All of this is to sell advertising. That's all that's going on here. Yeah, so anyhow, the Florida blah blah blah, these people blah blah blah. Let's see, update. Oh, May 22nd. Oh, that's ancient. That's ancient in internet time. What else do we have over here that I need to talk about? Anything? Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Here's the mugshot. Blah, blah, blah. Looks like a mugshot of Caitlin. Blah, blah, blah. Look. How many different ways can I say this? When you ask the state to regulate sexual activity, the state is going to regulate sexual activity. This is what you want. This is what you have asked for. Those of you who are statist, those of you who are the 99%, you have over and over and over gone to the state and said, "I cannot make my own decisions. I do not know right from wrong. I need Obama and Bush to tell me right from wrong and to regulate my activity and to regulate the activity of other people." And this is what the state's doing. The state is doing what you have asked it to do. You have asked the state to regulate sexual activity. The state is regulating sexual activity. For you to sit here and whine about this, I mean, yeah, are these two girls getting fucked over 7 ways to Sunday? Yeah. Of course they are. But this is what you want. This is the world you've created. And these girls, who have done nothing that hasn't been done by a billion teenagers in the past, are paying the price for your hatred, your stupidity, your incompetence, your statism, and your lack of morality. I hope you're fucking happy.